The old Parliament House, which is currently hosting the Judgment Debt Commission, has been completely destroyed by fire. The 62-year-old building caught fire at dawn today. All documents in the two-story structure were completely burned. Irabnapa has been to the site and has filed this report.
Flanked by the IGP Mohammed Ahmed Al-Hassan, Attorney General and Minister of Justice Marietta Buruapia Opong, Chief of the Defence Staff Vice Admiral Matthew Kwashi, officials of the Economic and Organised Crime Office and other top officials from the security agencies, Chief Fire Officer Albert Brown Gazy narrated what happened and what has gone into controlling the fire.
We had a call this morning. It was a running call reporting the fire. We responded quickly and realised that the fire was well alight, so other reinforcements also came. Some stage. We had 9 appliances comprising 4 water tenders, 2 10 table ladder tenders, 3 water tankers, also had the support, a tanker from the Human Security of the National Security. We had 1 tender from the Armed Forces also supporting. Officially, our concern was to confine the fire and check it from spreading to the east and western periphery of the main building. For now, we are still conducting some salvaging. We will not be able to tell you until we will be fully finished with the salvaging. Investigation is still ongoing. It will be premature now for us to tell you the exact cause of the fire. The men are on standby for any possible conflagration should it occur.
The Greater Accra Regional Commander, DCOP Tete Yewuno, spoke on the role of the police at the scene.
Our intention was to give protection to the firemen who were working and also to make sure that we prevent intruders from coming to the scene to protect properties. We have deployed more than 200 men on the ground.
Vice Admiral Matthew Kwashi and Mrs. Marietta Buruapia Opong took things to address the media.
There are some cracks and things, and so the building has to be assessed as to whether it is safe to go in. So right now nobody should go in. We are bringing the 48 engineers to come and assess the structural situation of the building, and after that a report will be given on that.
So you're all aware that the building housed 3 very important institutions, that's Chiraj, Yoko, and then the sole commissioner. We are assuring the general public that this is not going to affect the work of these 3 very important institutions. Whatever these institutions need to continue working almost immediately will be done to ensure that they continue working. So we are assuring the public that we are going to continue working and that the fight against corruption is going to continue.
The police had a hectic time controlling the crowd, which had wanted to lynch a suspected thief caught stealing a DSTV decoder. Traffic, which was normal at around 6 a.m., got heavy during daybreak. At the time of filing this report, the fire had been brought under control.
Irabnapa reporting.